Pittsburgh sports broadcasting icon from the Pomp and Joe Show, Channel 2, and the preseason voice of the Steelers. I'm going to add one more to that description. The host of the Pitt pregame show for us, 9 a.m. Saturday, he'll be out there for Pitt Duquesne. And what happens in that spot for you, Pomp? Because isn't Lisa Pompeiani a proud Duquesne alum?
Oh, yes, she is. She's not happy with the point spread right now here, boys. She thinks that's ridiculous. I said, well, they do that. That's a lot.
Well, then she's got to pounce on that number for Duquesne. Put up your Dukes plus 37.5.
I told her. I said, that's one good thing about points. You don't have to win the game, but you can win the bet. If you're inclined to do it, do it. So she might do it because of her allegiance to Duquesne.
Bob, are you going to spend a lot of time talking about Duquesne running back Trey Butts? Or no, Taj Butts in this game. I'm sorry.
Narduzzi said look out for Butts. He really did.
Yeah, Narduzzi was warning people about Butts. He said they've got a back named Butts.
Well, you know how these coaches operate. I mean, you got to go into these press conferences and say what you got to say. And, you know, I give a lot of – Jerry Schmidt's done a heck of a job over there year in and year out. They do really good things over there in the recruiting and also competing. But, you know, This is one of those games that if you're Pitt, you better come out and win big, because I think that's what they have to do in this situation. They need to get their games, you know, first 3 weeks, get it all together, although the West Virginia game is always interesting. But, you know, it's good to get football off, especially knowing that it's all this other stuff going on, the Rib Fest. There are so many good games on Saturday. It's
and
crazy.
Was there a human being on planet Earth, Bob, who loved the Rib Fest more than Edmund Nelson?
No, Edmund Nelson devoured the ribs. I mean, when watching him eat ribs made me hungry to get some, because the way he did it, it was almost just a relationship sort of thing going on between the rib and Edmund.
Now, the graphic that was shown during a preseason game, was that real? Did somebody get fired or punished for that, Bob? What's the backstory there?
That wasn't real, no. Somebody did that.
It looked real.
They can do a lot with Photoshop there.
Yeah, they
Donnie, for those who don't remember, what did that graphic say?
It was like halftime report, Edmund has sex with rack of ribs.
That's a pretty accurate description, actually.
Bob, was he a classic, like, smoky, I guess I'll call it like the dark reddish burgundy barbecue sauce, or did he like to go for the Carolina mustard kind of sauce? Did he have a favorite
he had both.
Particular region?
He mixed
region?
Them together. It was all
my
sorts
God.
Of different spices and tastes together.
That's a veteran move.
But, you know, I give Edmund a lot of credit. He enjoyed food, and we all should. And the way he enjoyed it was better than most.
Bob, what is your official Steelers record prediction for 2025?
Well, I've said from the beginning, and I'm not going to change, I think 10-7 is what they probably will be. I think it's good enough to get into the playoffs, and then what they do in there as a wild card team, we'll see. I mean, that's what has to change, and I think they know that. Everyone knows that with all these years that have gone by. But, you know, it's incumbent upon their start. They have a lot of games where they're going to be favored or at least should win, and they got to take care of it. And it was, you know, when you look at last year, 10-3, I think it was, before they, you know, went into the meat of their schedule. It's sort of similar this year with all these teams. There are some really good teams in there, and there are really some potential surprise teams. Chicago could be one of them. They have a really good nucleus of players, and they've been, you know, improved in, you know, in the trenches. That won't be easy. There are a lot of games that, you know, Miami, I don't know what to make of Miami. Sometimes
I think they're going to be bad.
I agree with Chris.
I think they're going to be bad. Here are a handful of games, Bob, that I think are like the kind of swing games you're talking about for them. Ready? At New England week 3, home against the Vikings in Ireland against the Vikings week 4. I think home against Green Bay in week 8 is a swing game. I think at the Chargers is another swing game. And I think probably that Bears game, too. I think, what did I just give you? 5 games, I think, that are going to go a long way towards determining how this season goes for them.
Yeah, because I still think, Chris, they're going to go into their division. They have a way of winning games against both Baltimore and Cincinnati. You know, not that I expect them to go and sweep any of them, but, you know, they'll figure out a way. They know how to do that. But that's dangerous also, because I think if Cincinnati comes out playing well, unlike their last 2 years, you know, they get some momentum going. That's an offense you don't want to deal with, you know, in games that matter in terms of division tiebreakers. But to me, it's still Baltimore. That I look at Baltimore as the team that I think will eventually win that division and will be a favorite in the AFC altogether. I like their team a lot, but I think the Steelers can, you know, depending on Aaron Rodgers, we all know that. Early on, if he gets some success and gets it going, I mean, it'll generate some excitement, and then the second half of the season will come, and that'll be the test.
So do you think this is the year they end the playoff win drought then, Bob?
I guess it would depend on the matchup, but yeah, I hope so. Just so it ends. And if it does, you know, they're in an interesting situation because if they play well and if Aaron Rodgers plays well, he's left the door open now all of a sudden to be back here.
So in your scenario, what do you think would happen? If they go 10-7 and win in the wild card round, do you think Aaron Rodgers is back here in 2026?
Yes. I would have to say yes on that. Would you?
Yep. I tend to agree. Yeah,
I do think he and Mike would be like, well, it worked. Why not run it back? If he feels good at the end of the season.
And it takes the pressure off whoever their first-round pick would be, right? I mean, you don't have to rush into it. Although I still think talent that I want to see.
I agree,
Bob. I know you took a sigh right there.
No,
I agree with you, Bob.
Trust me, Bob. I wasn't trying to hide it. I wasn't.
I'm on Bob's side here.
No.
I just want to see. I just think there's a lot of talent there and what he's gone through in the games he's played and big-time games. I just think the guy has some potential, and I want to see if it – it's too bad we never got that shot this year.
Bob, let's go through the college teams here. The Pitt over-under here at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook is 6.5 wins in 2025. Do you go over or under that, and why?
That's a good number. After what happened last year, and I have my doubts about certain things, but I would go over. I think it's, you know, they should be able to do well early in the season. I don't think their schedule is all that difficult, to be honest. I think they should navigate through there with wins. I'm looking at 8 wins, 4 losses for them.
How about Penn State over under is 10.5?
Over. I think they're good.
That very fast. I guess you believe in James Franklin. I didn't know that. Okay.
I believe that they're a team that is going to do what they normally do. They're going to win every game they're supposed to win, and this is the year that, yeah, they go and slay that Ohio State Dragon.
Are you picking them to win the national championship?
No, that's so far down the road, Pony. I don't know. I mean, the matchups matter. They took a step last year. They have to take a step. I would be somewhat disappointed if I'm a Penn State fan if they don't make it to the final game, but there are so many good teams. I mean, this week, Texas, Ohio State, you'll learn a lot about both.
And you've got Penn State playing Nevada, Bob, on Channel 2. They're going to send poor Gary Danielson and Brad Nessler. They got to go sit in State College for 4 hours to watch Penn State beat the pee out of Nevada. Come on.
Yeah,
what is that all about?
What does the river say the spread on
44
that?
44 and a half.
40?
44 and a half, Bob. It could be the best team on paper versus the worst.
I would take the points. I don't think Penn State gets off to these
big starts. Oh, I disagree, Bob. Bob, I think Franklin loves trying to win these games 70 to nothing.
I'm with Chris.
Bob, I have something else for you, too.
Go ahead.
It's from Brian. He tweeted this in. This is for you, too, Pony. Brian saying, I used to work at Williams Country Club in Weirton. I'm sure you know that course, Bob, where Edmund Nelson frequented. I once saw him eat a 64-ounce steak, 3 sides, and 2 desserts. It's the most impressive eating feat I've ever seen.
Well,
does that track?
It backs up my description. I played golf down there with Edmund, and he loves golf. And he gets out there all the time. He's living his best life right now, but that's part of his best life.
A 64-ounce steak? That's 5 pounds a cow. Mm.
Four pounds. I cut it off. I can go 8, and that's about it. I don't try to do any more than that. So, I mean, he'll do it in record time, too, from what I remember.
Oh, my God. How about this message we just got in? Jim wants to know from Bob, do you agree with Keegan Bradley not picking himself for the Ryder Cup? This is going to take 5 minutes for Bob to answer this question.
I
think it's great.
Chris
likes this question. Come on, Pony. Divulge here a little bit. I think that's a very unselfish move by Keegan Bradley. He deserves it. But I also know he has a role. I think he really likes Ben Griffin, who I never thought would be on this thing at the beginning of the season. Now he is. I appreciate he went with DeChambeau. The one guy I would have not had on is Colin Morikawa, and I would
have put
Keegan on it. But I understand what he's doing, and I think it's good for their overall team, you know, chemistry.
Well, Bob, I think this has a very good chance to go down in history as one of the all-time, like, unselfish great sports decisions, at least in the golf world.
Wow.
I have a feeling that might tilt the balance for me, where Team USA, I think, would have lost had he picked himself. And now Those guys are going to be ready to run through a brick wall for him because
exactly.
he could have picked himself and didn't. He had a reputation for being a little bit standoffish because of how he treated the tour, and he kind of treated it like a real sport, and these guys are my enemy. And I think he made a lot of friends and has these guys ready to go now because of this. I think it's a great move.
There's no question. I do. And the other thing is, if he would have taken himself, and he was one of the reasons they lost, the scrutiny would come from all over. Right.
The fact that he also Bob, the fact that he said he had made the decision a while ago and that he wasn't even – it sounds like if you take him at his word, he wasn't going to let whatever results happen late in the season impact that decision. That just tells me he really had his head screwed on straight here.
Yeah, and he's had a hell of a year too. I mean, he could have very easily justified that pick, but I think all things considered, that's the right move, and I think he trusts Ben Griffin. We've watched him all year. That guy is – he's ready for this. And I don't know if he's going to get prime roles in this, but he should be somebody who could produce some points for them.
Bob, we get nerdy about sports on TV just like you do. So before we brought you on, we were trying to figure out what games we're going to get in Pittsburgh week one. So we concluded, hey, it's obvious you guys will have the Steelers and Jets at 1 o'clock on Channel 2.
I'm
night
surprised
game
by
is...
that, too. This schedule came out before the Aaron Rodgers. I think they should have assumed that. I thought it would be a night game. I thought it would be a primetime game of some
425
sort.
425 is Lions-Packers on Channel 2. It's a doubleheader day, so Nance and Romo will be at Lambeau. The night game is Bills-Ravens, which is going to be probably a great one. The 405 game on Fox we were trying to figure out, do you think it's more likely Pittsburgh gets Titans-Broncos or 49ers-Seahawks?
I would say Titans-Broncos.
What's the main reason you think that they would give
because
Pittsburgh
I think,
that game?
I just think, I know a lot of people over there in CBS are bullish on Denver this year. A lot of friends I know who work up there believe that Bo Nix is going to lead them to big, so I think, I don't know.
The Steelers play
reaction.
The Seahawks the next week, so do you think that would factor into it?
You think it would, but it might, it should, but we'll see. I just have a feeling they don't look that way. They don't look ahead and say, oh, this is the next team they're playing. They pick a game they think. And they're, even though we haven't talked at all about Tennessee's number one overall pick, I don't know about you guys, but it's like no one's talked about him.
I said the exact thing to Chris. Chris said, well, maybe they'll put that game on because of Ward. I said, no one cares about Ward. He's an afterthought. There's no buzz. There's more buzz for a fifth round pick.
That's probably good for him because Cam Ward can go and just play. And, if there's no buzz, that means expectations early on won't be that good.
Here's another idea that got floated out there. Do you think that we would get Bengals-Browns 1 o'clock on Fox? Would they put another game on locally against the Steelers-Jets? Don't they try to avoid that, Bob?
They do, but I wouldn't be surprised if they did it anyway.
Huh.
Yeah, but normally they don't do that kind of stuff. But I have a feeling they might do it. That's a game that, it's the Browns and Bengals. Battle of Ohio. Who knows?
Yeah. But it's also at the same time of the game everybody will be watching, including you, because you'll have postgame for that one on the Extra Point Show with Chris.
We will have postgame, Chris.
Thank you.
We're looking forward to that, guys. How's everything
going
at the Rivers Casino?
Well, you should see the people lining up to bet Duquesne after hearing that Lisa's so excited about them in this matchup. The betting
I heard
it's jam-packed
at that betting window for sure. Yeah,
it is always jam-packed here. Yeah, it's rocking.
I'm telling you, points are big early on. I take points. I don't think there are going to be a lot of blowouts to the degree that these lines suggest.
Bob, call a national champion in college football right now before we let you
Holy
go.
Holy cow. He hates predictions like that.
Call your shot.
He's going to give us 10 teams.
One team.
I would give you 10 teams. That's kind of a crazy question at this point, but if I have to pick one team, I'm going to say Penn State. I'm bullish on Penn State. I think this could be the year they put it all together. They have everything they need, and I know James Franklin has – that to get over because he's not been very good against some of these top-ranked teams, but this could be the year for them. The talent is significant, and so I'll go with Penn State.
All right, Bob. We'll talk next week. Thank you.
All right, guys. You guys have a wonderful day.